नमस्कार। These are times of transition. There are difficulties in the world today that are a bit unusual, and they seem to be converging from different arenas. The racial unrests and feelings of oppression in society are causing a reaction of violence in the streets. Because there is so much sense of oppression, sense in people of not being heard, that it erupts in violence. At the same time, a serious illness is passing through the country, unchecked, with no leadership, no organization, no strategy for saving lives. And as a result of these turmoils, there is great economic collapse without an organized, systematic approach to helping people and assisting them through these difficult times. And the hurricane season and the fire season are about to begin, and the results of climate change to be seen in the world again as they have other years. So all of this combines to create a very turbulent convergence of different types of collective difficulty and unrest. And you may ask, what is going on? Why would all of these different calamities be emerging at once? Why would so much seem to be happening that is disruptive in the society? And why here? The answer is a simple one. There is a very big need for change. The way things have been going appeared to work on the surface, but doesn't work. Not at all. It doesn't meet the needs of people or of the planet. It is not sustainable. And so people say, we made a change for this epidemic, but now we're tired of having to deal with an epidemic, so we'll pretend it isn't there, and we'll try to bring things back to the way they were. But they will not return to the way they were. The world has moved on. It has continued to change. And as it continues to change, what's happening is the facade of normalcy, the facade of everything being fine, is breaking down. And instead, there is a rise of truth. Truth has been denied for 4 years, but truth is making itself plain and screaming to be heard. The truth of social inequality, the truth of fear and frustration and anger, the truth of changes in the climate due to human behavior that are not going away, the truth of the abuse of animals on this planet and the resultant flus and pandemics from the overcrowding, from the poor sanitation, from practices that harm living beings, come the plagues and pandemics, from the wild animals, from the birds, from the chickens will rise pandemics. You cannot sustain a healthy, vibrant society on the oppression and ill treatment of living beings. It is bound to come to a bad end. So when nature is out of balance, all things go out of balance. Until nature, through its processes, can bring balance back, can restore the natural order. When Dharma and the natural way prevail, then these calamities will settle down. But in the face of disruption, the earth makes its adjustments. Nature prevails. Bacteria and viruses are dominant. Bacteria is the dominant species. Viruses are common. They are like these viruses are like the termites that eat the rotten wood. From this pandemic and the changes that it made to human society for a short period, the burden on nature lessened. But again, people want to go back to the way it was. There is a glut of fossil fuel that keeps being produced, and the desire is there for the economy to use it, to put more carbon in the air, to have greater imbalances. Returning to the past will not work. People will try, and then something else will happen. Until there is a realization that a fundamental change needs to occur, a change which is fundamentally sustainable, for the planet as a whole, for all forms of life on the planet, and for human beings. A change which brings this planet back in balance. The economy that has been is a fossil fuel-based economy that will bring the same destruction if reinstated as it was. A fundamental restructuring of the economy needs to occur. These fundamental changes that are needed so that people feel equality, people feel heard, useful, appreciated. They feel they have hope, they have direction, they have a way to be successful and to fit in, to belong in a world that works, that is in balance. This needs to be established, and until these changes occur, there will be disruptions. Mother Nature is not one to be taken lightly. She will have it her way. For Prakriti is the creator of the manifest universe, and there are laws by which she abides in her creation, and they will be sustained. In such a time of turbulence and difficulty, what to do, how to sustain oneself, how to come to terms with what is happening. When you cannot change the process that's going on, then it is time to accept what you cannot change and to surrender, to let go of your need to control it, of your need to stop it. Rather to accept the change that is occurring, the struggle, the difficulty, and the potential for light and a new society, a bright new dawn. For the potential is there, and it will come. But the process of getting there is a difficult one. Hard heads need to wake up to the new changes. And it takes some process for that to happen. In such times, if one looks to the divine, to the deep love and peace that is in the base of all things, and focuses surrendering to that and to the turbulence around it, letting go. Be at peace with your own life, with who you are, with the small joys and the hopes of a new future. Find the love of the infinite everywhere, within you and around you, and share that peace and contentment with others. And that will give you the strength to weather these times in love, peace, and a deep inner joy, supporting life, supporting change with hope, with optimism, for a bright new dawn. And supporting the inner journey of all beings as they pass through these dark times to find the light. and the love that sustains everyone and everything, no matter what the outer circumstance may be. May this love surround you, fill you, and be always with you.
Namaskar.